Hi, and welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. I'm Chris Mayo. I'm a senior UX engineer here at Microsoft. And today we're going to be talking about designing conversational UIs for bots and for the humans that use them. And in particular, we're going to be talking about how you can leverage the same design skills, tools, and process that you use to design websites and mobile apps while learning some of the unique design aspects of designing conversational UIs for bots. Our agenda today, we'll talk about some of the scenarios that lend themselves well to bots and how to design for them. We'll talk about how to design conversational UI navigation, so it's really easy for users to change the topic of conversation to whatever they want it to be, as well as to help them wayfind in the conversation, so they always know, where they are, how they got there, how to get back. Next, we'll talk about the high-level structure of the conversation, how to design the conversational flow. So it's very easy to guide the user through a conversation to accomplish some user story. Next, we'll talk about the conversational UI itself. How do you design a dialogue between your bot and the user so it's very easy for them to accomplish some task that your bot supports? But first, let's look at a demo, just to kind of walk through some of these principles in action before we actually talk about those principles and how you can apply them in your own design. Now, this demo is for a fictional company, Contoso Cuts. They're a national salon and barbershop chain that wanted to build a bot to help not only their in-store staff be more productive, but also to help their customers when answering questions about, finding locations or finding information about locations, learning about their services, or scheduling appointments. So they created a bot in order to do that. Let's take a look at that bot. I'm going to open up the Bot Framework Channel Emulator, and I'm going to connect to this bot so you can see kind of the lifetime of the conversation. And I'm going to use the emulator because it's much easier to show kind of the lifetime of the conversation through the emulator. I'm going to go ahead and connect to the bot. And this is analogous to you adding the bot as a contact for the first time or starting a new conversation with the bot. And I'm going to kind of just walk through using the bot and provide a little bit of color commentary so you can kind of see what's going on and how it applies to some of the things we'll talk about later. So you can see that the first thing that the bot does is introduces itself. So when I add the bot as a contact or start a new conversation for the first time, the bot introduces itself and says, hey, I'm Casey, I'm the Contoso Cuts bot. It's good that your bot introduces itself as a bot, so the user knows they're not talking to a human, kind of sets expectations. Next, the bot introduces its capabilities. What does this bot support? So Casey says, I can help you find locations near you, learn about our services, and schedule appointments. Next, Casey kind of walks me through a getting started scenario to kind of help me start interacting, with her, with the bot, so I can get used to having a conversation with this, piece of software. So you can see here, Casey says, before we get started, what should I call you? Well, you can call me Chris. And Casey says, hey, great to meet you, Chris. To get started, choose one of the options below. And you can see she's provided me a navigation menu. So I can see, now that I know her capabilities, I can see all the different things that she can help me out with. She can help me find locations, learn about Contoso Cuts services, and schedule an appointment at Contoso Cuts. She also gives me access to my account, settings, details about the bot, like a privacy setting and a license and so on. But you also notice here that Casey mentions that I can say menu at any time to see these choices again, which is just Casey's way of kind of helping me navigate the bot, not only with this navigation menu with a bunch of buttons on it, but also with that little hint. So I know at any time if I want to see these choices again, I can just tell Casey, hey, menu. But with these buttons, I can see all the different things that Casey can help me with. So let's go ahead and click on locations. And those buttons are just there to save me some typing. It's the same as if I typed locations, the word locations, into the conversation, but the buttons, of course, a lot easier. So Casey says, hey, we've got a lot of great locations for you. Let's find a location close to you. And then asks me, what's your zip code? Gives me an example of what she's looking for. Or what's your city state so she can find those locations. So I'll just type 98052. I'm actually in Redmond. And then you can see that Casey responds back and says, hey, here's the locations closest to you. And this is kind of interesting. If you are, of course, used to messaging, you know you can, you know, text back and forth with your friends or your family or include attachments like pictures or documents or whatever. But here's some bot-specific UI. This is a carousel of cards that include all the details about various locations that are close to me. And I intentionally left this, you know, black and white with no visual assets just to kind of focus on the conversation. But even without those assets, you can see that these cards provide kind of a structured look at each one of the Contoso Cuts locations. So you can see here, I can see the name of the location, Redmond. I can see the address, One Microsoft Way, their hours, and then some buttons where I can get more details about the Redmond location or go back and search for more locations. This is a carousel, so it's easy for me to scroll through and see more locations. Like I said, I work in Redmond. So I'm going to go ahead and click on this button, get some more details about the Redmond location. Casey just lets me know here's some more information about the Redmond location and that overview card, you know, map and some directions, details about their staff and whatever services they support in that location. And then a button, more locations, it makes it easy for me to go back and see more of the locations that are near me, or a button that says schedule if I want to schedule at this location. So let's go ahead and do that. Okay, cool. So Casey's going to help me schedule an appointment here in Redmond. And then she asks me to select a service to schedule. And she provides me a bunch of different options here, like getting, you know, a haircut, a shave, or a style. I'm kind of a buzz cut kind of a guy, so I'm going to click on cut here. And then she'll tell me about all the different services they have for haircuts, including the buzz cut and the price and a short description of it. You know, short cut, shoulder length, long cut, longer than shoulder length, and so on. I can go back to services just clicking on the More Services button. Or if I want more details about the buzz cut, I can go ahead and just click on buzz cut. And then Casey gives more details about the buzz cut. And again, that overview card just giving me an idea of kind of a high level of, you know, what's included in a buzz cut, you know, a shampoo, conditioner, scalp tonic. And then, you know, if I wanted more details, rather than just showing me more text, of course you can include media within a bot conversation. So here I could see like a video about what's included in the service and then a gallery of various users or customers that had that service. Okay, so some richness to the conversation. If I want to schedule that, again, I just click the schedule button to say I'm going to schedule a buzz cut. And then Casey confirms that for me and then says, let's find an appointment time for you. And here's the availability for this week. You know, select a time to schedule your appointment. This is really cool. She's showing me buttons for all of the available appointments today, as well as letting me know that there's 6 more appointments available today. I can look at, again, through a carousel of cards, you know, what's available through the rest of the week. Or I can even skip over to next week. Okay, she can show me all the appointments for the week of 5-7. Okay, so I can get an idea of the availability. If I want to go back to this week, I just hit the previous week button. All right, again, just saving me some typing. Now, if I want to see all the appointments for today, I can see all of them by just clicking the More button. Then I can see all the individual appointments that are available today. And I'm going to go on the way home from work, so let me just click on 6:30 to say I want an appointment for 6:30 today. And then Casey says, got it, we'll schedule for 6:30. You know, does this look right? And then provides me a card with all the details. I'm going to get a buzz cut in Redmond. It's going to be today at 6:30, and then it's going to be at the Redmond location on One Microsoft Way. And then she provides me a bunch of buttons if I want to change the location, the service, or the appointment. Or I can just go ahead and click on schedule now to schedule that appointment. Okay, done. So your buzz cut is scheduled for today. She gives me a little hint. Hey, you know, next time you can say something like buzz cut today at 6:30 p.m. and she'll schedule that for me. And then she asks, you know, what else she can help me with. Well, my hair goes really fast. So let's see if Casey can just help me schedule another buzz cut for next week just by telling her what I want. And you can see, she picked up on the fact that I wanted to schedule a buzz cut. She remembers that I scheduled in the Redmond location last time, so she offers to schedule in that location again or gives me an opportunity to pick more locations. So I'll go ahead and just click schedule because I do want to schedule in Redmond. And then she gives me just a summary of what I'm asking for, the opportunity to change it. I just want to schedule that for 11:30 so I can stop by on lunch next week. And then we're all set. And again, she asked me, is there something else I can help you with? Details about location, services, or scheduling another appointment. Cool. So let's go back into the slide deck and actually talk about how you design one of these conversational experiences like we saw on the Contoso Cutspot. And like designing any application, whether it's a website or a mobile app, of course you want to start with, you know, sitting down in an ideation session with your stakeholders, maybe some key users, and talking about what are the goals of that app or for that release might be. Once you've established those goals, start developing user stories that the users would be able to complete in order to meet those goals. And the same applies here for bots. The only thing you need to really think about is what are some of the bot scenarios, or what are some of the scenarios that lend themselves well to bots? And working on a bunch of bots and helping teams design, you know, their first bots, I've seen a bunch of different kind of, I guess, classes or groups of scenarios. And then the first being a chat bot, where the whole purpose of the bot is to just have a conversation, you know, back and forth with the user, just to kind of keep them company or give them an opportunity of someone, you know, to talk to. The next kind is an entertainment bot, which is just a conversational, you know, it might be conversational a fiction, like an interactive book. It might be a text-based game, but just an entertaining diversion for the user that's delivered via a conversational UI. And then the last is an agent bot. And an agent bot is what we're going to be talking about today. And an agent bot is all about user productivity. So taking over some task or tasks on the user's behalf in order to help them focus on other things. Now, when thinking about those scenarios, consider that a lot of bots are used in mobile environments, on a mobile device, really small screen, really small keyboard. So think about scenarios when you're thinking about what your bot could do. Think about light data entry, think about light data consumption that's applicable to a mobile environment. Next, think about scenarios that lend themselves well to messaging conversations, things that are short, frequent interactions, just like the conversations you might have with, you know, friends, family, or colleagues. So using Contoso Cuts as an example, when we started thinking about the scenario goals and user stories, we started off with the goals of increasing the productivity as an agent bot of not only the in-store host at a Contoso Cuts location, giving them the opportunity to really focus on the in-store experience rather than being on the phone, answering questions, scheduling appointments, and so on, as well as customers. So rather than a customer having to call a location to get a question answered or call to schedule an appointment, we wanted to give them a very easy way that they could very quickly just schedule an appointment anytime or anywhere that they please. So we came up with these user stories. The first was find locations near me, something to help the customer with. The second was to learn about services. And the third was scheduling an appointment. And we came up with these user stories by sitting down with stakeholders and talking through some of the conversations or some of the things that they help customers with, you know, day to day, whether they're answering on messaging services for their locations or answering the phone for their locations. So that's what we came up with our design. Again, same thing that you might do for a website or a mobile app. We sat down, had an ideation session, started, you know, writing down on post-it notes and sticking to the walls until we came up with these user stories. Next, if you were designing a website or a mobile app, you'd start thinking about how you could take those user stories, map them to an information architecture, start coming up with the pages and views that would become your application, and then design a navigation scheme so it's very easy for users to, you know, realize those user stories or complete those user stories by navigating the app. So you'd come up with a navigation menu and maybe, you know, links to click on or buttons to click or a back button and so on. So it's really easy for the user to kind of get around your website or your mobile app, find their way through the application and accomplish those user stories. Well, the same applies for bots. The big difference being, of course, that UI is not going to be something that's on screen. That UI is something that's going to be in the conversation. So when you think about designing navigation for your bot, really think about how the user is going to navigate the different topics of conversation that your bot can talk about. And for Casey, the Contoso Cuts bot, that was, of course, you know, finding locations, learning about services, and scheduling appointments. And you design your navigation to support the navigation to those particular topics via global keywords, things that the user can say that changes the topic of conversation. So if the user says locations at any time in a conversation, you start a conversation about your locations. If they say services, you start a conversation about services. If they say schedule, start walking them through the process of scheduling an appointment. Now, one of the things that's kind of unique about designing conversational UI versus designing a website or a mobile app where you have UI on screen that's very discoverable, the discoverability of a bot is really something that you increase the discoverability of you of your UI by actually saying stuff in the conversation. There is no UI to your bot till you say it in the conversation. So for Contoso Cuts, for example, we wanted to make it very easy for users to understand how they can navigate the various conversation topics that the bot can talk about. So very early on in the conversation, we introduced that navigation menu with buttons for location, services, schedule, my account, settings, and so on. So the user could see very clearly what the bot knows how to talk about, kind of mapping those capabilities to the conversation topics. Next, we wanted to support wayfinding, the navigational concept that if users know where they are in the application, know how they got there, and know how to get back, they'll be more comfortable exploring a conversation or having a conversation with the bot. And we wanted that within the Contoso Cuts bot. You'll want it within the design of the navigation of your bot. So to support wayfinding, we introduced that concept of a menu command, telling the user, hey, say menu at any time to see this navigation menu again, to see what I can talk about as a bot. And we also did it throughout the conversation. So anytime you made a selection or made a choice in the conversation, like going from the list of locations to the Redmond location, we built in a more locations button. So you could always get back to that list of locations to take a look at a different location if the first one you chose, you know, didn't work for you. And that wayfinding just makes it really, really easy for users to control the topic of conversation and steer the conversation where they want to go. So for the Contoso Cuts bot, we actually sat down as a team and started designing the navigation for the bot. And we did that just, again, post-it notes, Sharpies, in front of a whiteboard. We came up with the navigation menu. So if you say menu anywhere in the conversation, we're going to show you all the different conversation topics you can talk to Casey about. And then we designed a navigation keyword for each one of the user stories that the bot supports. So if you say locations anywhere in the conversation, Casey will start talking to you about locations. She'll help you find one. She'll show you a list of locations. She'll show you details on any location that you might choose to want to talk about. And then she'll steer you towards, you know, scheduling at that location. We did that for services, we did that for scheduling, we did that for my account, settings, and the about conversation. Next, you'd probably start going through, if you were designing a website or a mobile app, for instance, going through kind of the UI design process. You'd start, you know, designing the layout on a grid for, you know, the various UI controls that kind of make up your UI. You do some sort of an interactive, you know, prototype to, you know, design the interaction within your mobile app or your website. Go through the visual design process, designing for color and visual assets and font and so on in order to represent the brand. And then design for motion in order to use motion to communicate something about the app or what they're doing to the user. Well, this is, again, something that's a little bit different for designing a conversational UI. Because in a bot, what you're really doing is, rather than designing the layout of UI on the screen, you're designing the conversation flow itself and what you're going to say in the conversation to lead the user through that flow. And you do that in really two different steps. The first is you design the high-level structure of the conversation, so the layout of the conversation, and we call those conversation flows. So how do you guide the user from start to finish through one of your user stories? The next thing that you do is design the actual dialogue back and forth between the bot and the user to actually build the conversational UI itself. And you can really think of this as the layout, the interaction, the visual aspect, or even the motion aspect of the dialogue that you have in order to accomplish one of those conversation flows. So let's dive into that a little bit more deeply. Now, conversation flows are the structure of the conversation. They really guide the user through the completion of a user story. And you want to design this high-level structure of the conversation and review it and storyboard it, review it with your users. So everyone's, your stakeholders, and so everyone's kind of agreed on, hey, we said that this user story meets, you know, helps contribute to one of the goals of the application. Let's walk through and make sure that we can all see and agree how the user would actually accomplish that task, having a conversation with the bot. And you don't want to focus on copy just yet. I've worked on a lot of different projects where folks have gotten way too down in the weeds thinking about exactly the right text or the right copy that actually happens at a particular time within the bot, only to learn that the structure of the conversation later changes during the design process. So don't focus on copy yet, just focus on the high-level structure of the conversation. So for example, for the locations, find locations user story, the user says locations anywhere in the conversation, we ask them their city, state, or zip code, so we can do a search to find locations near them. Then we show them a list of locations, give them an option to select one of those, and then give them the opportunity to schedule an appointment. So again, you can use whatever tools you're using today to do this. It can be a whiteboard, it can be post-it notes, you'd be using visual design tools, drawing tools, and so on. We just use post-it notes for this particular example. From there, you want to design the conversational UI itself. And again, this is the dialogue back and forth between the bot and the user to accomplish one of those conversation flows. And something to keep in mind that's a little bit difficult to get used to in the very beginning, but you'll pick up on quickly, is that bots are always in a state of asking a question. And this might be an explicit question, like what's your zip code or where do you live? Or it might be an implicit question, like which one of these locations would you like to schedule in or learn more about? Think about those questions in the context of the flow of the conversation. You don't want to ask too many questions and bury the user in a whole bunch of questions where they don't know where the conversation's going. You kind of want to balance out between asking the user something and providing some sort of value to the conversation. Like, hey, what's your zip code? Hey, here's some locations that are close to you, and so on. Don't worry about copy at this step. Again, if you get too concerned about copy, you're going to lose the focus where it should be, which is on kind of the structure of the dialogue, the response, the prompt and response back and forth between the bot and the user. Now, if we were designing a website or a mobile app, you and I would sit down and talk out or maybe sketch out a grid and some buttons and a list control and a link and maybe a radio button and stuff like that. And when you think about designing for a conversational UI, there also are these concepts of UI controls, things that you can say in the conversation, either prompting the user or responding to the user and so on. Those can be what you'd expect, anything like text or text with markdown, like here this question, what's your zip code or your city state. They can be buttons, so if you have kind of a multiple choice question for the user, you can provide them buttons so they can see exactly for the type of response you're looking for, and even better, just click on one of those buttons to respond. They can be cards like we showed in the Contoso Cuts bots, where you can show images, a title, a subtitle, text, and maybe buttons. Those cards can be either a single card or they can be in a carousel of cards, something they can flip through to provide a bulk of information. Or they can be images, audio, or video attachments. Just like you can text a friend a picture, you can send images to the user or ask them to send you images in order to complete that conversation. So think about those conversational UI controls when you start thinking in conversations, designing that dialogue with the user. Next, let's talk about some conversational UI design principles. Just some things to think about that'll help you get through a design that is a great conversation for the user. The first is design your bot so it's easily understood. Make your bot so it's super clear what it's asking for, the kind of information it's asking for. And then second, design to be design it so the bot is easily able to understand the replies back from the user. So design to understand. And finally, design for learning and memory so the bot can learn about the user and improve the quality of the conversation over time. So first, design to be understood. You want to design a bot that's easily understood by the user every single prompt that you give them. So the best advice that I can give you after designing a few bots is be concise. Be super, super concise. Again, these apps are going to be used on mobile devices. If you think about the conversations you have in messaging today, messages are super, super short. They're easy to glance at and easy to glean just by picking up your mobile device. Oh, you need to know my zip code. Or, oh, here's details about that location. Next, break up longer messages into shorter messages. And this again, is to enable a mobile scenario where you really want to facilitate glancing. You don't want a ton of information that the user has to spend too much time thinking about or reading. And you can do this either vertically by breaking up long messages into shorter messages with a more button, or horizontally by taking a long message and breaking it up into a bunch of shorter cards that the user can scroll through if they need more details. And you saw that in the Contoso Cuts bot, both for locations as well as services. Next, you want to design to minimize scrolling, because if your bot, you know, replies too often or replies with too much, it's going to scroll out of the viewing area of the messaging client, and the user might miss part of the conversation, miss an important detail, and not understand what the bot's asking for, or not understand kind of what's going on in the conversation. So think about breaking up those messages and not sending so many messages at a time. You can also use typing messages, so you can kind of control the cadence of the conversation, putting, you know, little time gaps in there while the bot is quote unquote typing, so it's easy for the user to see those messages scroll by. Next, you want to think about asking closed-ended questions wherever you can. And what I mean by this is if you can give the user a multiple choice question, and even better, give them a button to click on to answer that question, like we did here for appointment times, it makes it super easy for the user to see what you're looking for and reply just by clicking on the button. In any situation where you have to ask an open-ended question like what's your zip code or what city or state are you in, give examples of what you're looking for. Like here we told them, hey, we're looking for something like 98052. Tell them what type of reply you're looking for. Do you expect them to type something? Do you expect them to, you know, send you an image or a photo? And then make sure you're clear about, you know, what format of the reply you're looking for. Like here we said, hey, we're looking for a zip code like this. Next, design your bot so it's able to understand the replies back for the user or have a great response or experience when the bot doesn't understand the user. So humans are super unpredictable. You're going to learn pretty early in your, you know, career as a bot designer or developer that they can and will type anything in that little text box at the bottom of the messaging client before they click send. So you want to support as many data formats as possible. So if you're asking for a date, they might say May 2nd, 2017. They might say 5/2. They might say today. They might say tomorrow. They might say next week. The more data formats you support, the more opportunities you have for your bot to be able to parse that response and say, oh, they're talking about, you know, May 2nd. You'll want to, of course, validate every single reply back from the user, not only the type of the reply, but also the content and the format of what they give back to you, just to make sure that it's a valid response to move the conversation forward. But there are going to be situations where your bot doesn't understand, you know, the reply back from the user. So design a great do not understand scenario for each and every prompt that you send to the user. Be clear about what or why your bot doesn't understand. Be clear about what your bot does understand, and then retry the prompt. Give them another opportunity. But don't strand your users. Don't keep reprompting them and reprompting them and reprompting them, just sitting there, you know, stuck forever asking a question that they don't understand. Retry the prompt a set number of times. You know, 3 is a good number to start with. And then if they don't give you back something that the bot understands as a reply, a valid reply to that question, stop the conversation flow. Give them an opportunity to get in touch with a human or provide some feedback or get some support. That is just something that provides them a better experience in those situations, and they will happen where your bot doesn't understand what they're saying. And then provide them an opportunity to start another conversation flow. So for example, in the Contoso Cuts bot, if I go back to locations and click on more locations, you know, Casey again is being really clear what she's looking for. She's looking for a zip code or a city state. But let's say that I think she's asking me for my favorite fruit. I'm gonna say it's a banana. Right, and of course that's not something that Casey expected. So she's really clear with me. I'm sorry, I don't understand banana. You know, what's your zip code? I'm looking for something like 98052, or your city and state. I'm looking for something like Redmond, Washington. I really like pears. So I'll let her know that pears are my second favorite fruit because I think that's what she's asking me. And then Casey handled this really well. She says, hey, wow, I'm sorry that I'm having trouble finding locations near you, but I'm just a bot. You know, do you want to have a human contact you about this issue and give you some help? Of course, sounds great, of course. So I say yes, and then Casey offers, okay, I'll have someone message you. Again, I'm sorry that we're having problems. Is there something else I can help you with? And that's a much better experience than just, you know, being stuck in an infinite loop of the bot asking you a question and not understanding what they're looking for. So think about designing for those do not understand scenarios. Next, design your bot to learn about the user and remember things that the user tells them. You know, humans are really good at learning from conversations. You know, your friends and coworkers, they, you know, what kind of food you like and what, you know, you don't like from, you know, going to lunch with them. They know when you get to work and when you leave work and so on. You know, a bot should learn and remember things from the conversations that they have with the user and then use that information to improve the conversation over time. And we saw that in the Contoso Cuts bot, where after you've scheduled for a location, like the Redmond location, Casey will ask you the next time you go to schedule an appointment, hey, do you want to schedule in Redmond again? And she also gives you an opportunity to click on the More Locations button to change locations. But it's a pretty good assumption that if someone schedules in one location, they'll want to schedule in that same location the next time. So the bot should use what it knows to help the user. And this can either come from the conversation or if you, you know, have them log into an account, you know, information within their account. You just want to make sure you're really clear during the course of the conversation what you know about the user, how you know it, and or why you know it, and then how it's being used. And give them, you know, a facility to tell the bot that they want to, you know, stop using that information or forget that information, like in a My Account section or user story. So how do we do this for Contoso Cuts? Again, you know, we found that the easiest thing to do was to actually, you know, design a workflow diagram for each individual conversation, so we could walk users through the conversation, stakeholders through the conversation from start to finish, so they could kind of see what the conversation would look like in that, you know, flow diagram. And then we went through in just an Excel spreadsheet and started writing out some rough copy just to say, you know, what the user knows and then what the user says and then what the bot says. And again, walk through with stakeholders so everyone could kind of see how that conversation would play out to actually provide the conversational UI for that user story. Once we did that, we actually went and built a bare bones prototype. If you think about that flow diagram and that Excel spreadsheet is kind of being the wireframe of the conversation, this is the interactive prototype. So we started, you know, developing the conversation flows using, you know, placeholder copy, content, and images, just so we could sit down and for each channel that we supported for the bot and on each messaging client, we could kind of walk stakeholders through each of the user stories so they could see not only the flow of the conversation, but also the flow of the dialogue back and forth. And we can get sign off on that. Once we did that, we got started on actually developing the bot while the copy team actually worked on finalizing all the copy. We have the conversation of the bot signed off on of the design. We have the dialogue within those conversations signed off on. We've shown a prototype. This is a good time to start thinking about copy. So one of the things you'll want to think about with your copy team is, you know, what's the personality of the bot? How does that match the brand of the company you're building the bot for? What's the right tone of the conversation? Is it more casual? Is it more formal? You know, do you want to do things like use contractions, which are can't is much more informal than cannot when you say it in a conversation? Do you want to support emojis in the conversation? You know, a thumbs up emoji feels very different to a user than just the word great. And then go through and write all the copy. You know, talk directly to the user. Be careful of tense as far as, you know, have versus had or singular versus plural. You know, you don't get those details exactly quite right. They kind of break the conversational experience for a user. And then finally, think about ways that you can avoid being robotic, even though your bot is a bot. Kind of vary the way that it responds to the user, the way it prompts the user. Vary that copy so it isn't the same conversation over and over again, which can feel super robotic. And then finally, finalize all the visual design assets, both for the bot itself as well as the conversation. So the video that goes in, you know, to the service description or the image of the map to a particular location, and start plugging that into the bot. Okay, so that's how you design conversational UI for the bots as well as the humans that use them. And again, you can leverage a lot of what you know about designing for websites and for mobile applications, the same, you know, skills, tools, and process. A lot of that you can reuse when designing bots. There's just a couple of things new and specific to conversational UIs that you need to keep in mind. And again, those are, what are scenarios that lend themselves to bots? So for an agent bot, how do you increase a user's productivity and provide a great experience in a mobile conversation or on a mobile device with those short interactions that feel very conversational? How do you give the user the ability to navigate or control the topic of conversation while providing great wayfinding? So they always know how they got to that conversation, how do they get back, how do they change the topic of conversation? So a great navigational experience. Next, you want to design the conversation itself and always start at the high-level structure of the conversation or the layout of the conversation so you and the rest of your team can agree on how that conversation is going to flow in order to complete that user story. Next, think about the actual design of the conversation UI or the design of the dialogue itself and use clear and concise copy so it's easy to glance and easy to consume that conversation for the user, as well as building great understanding into your bot. So there's a great experience for the user. They can type whatever they want and get the right response back from the bot. And in the situations where the bot doesn't understand, again, provide a great experience for the user. Give them the ability to get some help if your bot doesn't quite understand the response back. Okay, so call to action. Go ahead and take a look at the bot framework preview. We've got the URL right here, as well as a link to the Getting Started documentation. And then take a look at the Bot Builder SDK and the Bot Builder samples. We've got a lot of great information in there and a lot of great code that'll help you understand how to build a conversational experience. Next, go build a bot. Take a really scoped scenario. Use what you've learned here today to design, you know, a conversational UI for your bot. Build it, try it out with some users, and then iterate and iterate and iterate and just improve that conversation, make that conversation better over time, add new features and so on. Bots are a really, really exciting space. Your users are going to love the experience, and I think you're going to love designing and building these conversational UIs for your users. So go out, design, build something, iterate on it. I think you and your users are going to really love it. Some related sessions to take a look at here. At Build, a lot of great sessions, sessions around navigating the AI revolution, patterns and practices for bot capabilities, how to create Q&A bots, managing dialogues within a conversation, how to do bot-to-human handoff. So I've listed these here, lots of great information for you to look at other sessions while you're at Build. So that's designing conversational UI for bots and humans. Thanks very much. I hope you have a great build.